Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Treasure Chest Casino, weekend kickoff action rolling on here. Always, every Thursday, come out and say hey to me and Mike D. Now happy to welcome into the radio huddle one of our favorites to talk to, D. Orlando Ledbetter, covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D., how you been doing, man?
Hey, I've been doing pretty good. Got the season started, and we got back some real football going now.
D., thank God for that. It was a long, long spring and summer, but you know, one thing with the Saints, they got issues. I mean, and it's too long for me to even go through. But, man, the Falcons really invented a good one on this. That they can blame their receivers coach and fire him because their passing game isn't going right. That one is a real good one, D.
Yeah, no doubt. He just led Drake London, Ray McCloud, and Darnell Mooney to career years last year. So, screams of actually who's responsible for, you know, a bad outing and a slow start to the offense.
Last week was weird to watch. Michael Penix, he didn't look good at all. I mean, he looked awful back there. His mechanics was off. He didn't seem to be seeing the field very well. And is that maybe just a one-week kind of bad look? Because, you know, overall, you know, you watch that game, especially when they played against Tampa. The big difference was Mayfield had the ball at the end, and he ended up winning it for him. But give us an assessment of what you've seen so far from Michael Penix.
Yeah, you know, that was by far the worst game of his six games. Only played six. His best game was last year against Washington. He beat a bad Giants team, and then he put up 38 points in a shootout with the Panthers. Got off to a good start against Tampa, but they stalled in the red zone there. Minnesota, they stalled in the red zone again. Had to use five field goals and a giveaway touchdown late there. Then last week couldn't do anything. You know, Bijan ran and the running backs ran, but in the passing game, he was missing people wide to his right. Threw a check out to his check down to his left. They got intercepted for a pick six. So people are starting to show up at the ball. So part scheme, part player, part execution is all in play here for the Atlanta Falcons.
James Pierce, you gave up a lot to get him in the draft, and next year's first-round pick, too. How would you look at his overall play? The one thing with Pierce, man, he got talent. Now you got to kind of treat him a little bit differently because he sort of danced to the beat of his own drum sometimes, but he's one hell of a football player if you can press the right buttons on him.
Yeah, no doubt. And so far it looks like they are communicating well with him, and he seems to be in a good mood here. Haven't seen some of those issues that cropped up at Tennessee. But, yeah, he's they're spot playing all the rushers. I know the Minnesota game, everybody was at like 50%, 20 snaps, and they were able to light up J.J. McCarthy. They had some pressure on Baker, but Baker escaped. And the Panthers were throwing it so quick, nobody was getting there. They were just quick gaming them, and then they started running. So he's off to a good start. Seems to be, at home and at peace with the role they have for him as a designated pass rusher. And he should get better as the season progresses.
How much heat really is on Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot now? The one thing I will say about Arthur, he's patient with coaches and GMs. He's been in the past pretty patient in giving them time, but I think, man, that clock, you can start to hear the tick-tock pretty loud, D.
Yeah, I don't think so, but, I could be off because I misread Dan Quinn's thing, too. But, you know, Matt Ryan, in his second game, he had like a 29.6 passer rating through two interceptions down in Tampa Bay going to go up to Monty Kiffin and so forth. So I've seen this before. I've seen a rookie quarterback come out the gate and, you know, not have answers. And Penix is essentially a rookie quarterback. So that's on the coaching staff to figure out what to play and how to play around, what he's seeing or what he's not able to see. They got a running back. They got two running backs. And, hey, that's what Falcons did with Michael Turner and George Norwood. They ran the ball until everybody came up to the box, and then they threw it over their head to Roddy White and Michael Jenkins. So, you can simplify things for your quarterback. You do have weapons. And how do you get it to them? So, the coaches got to figure that part of it out. But, yeah, you can, if they get rolling here, they're okay. But the fact of the matter is about 70% of their salary cap money was spent on offense. And then we know about all the top 10 picks they had. And so the offense goes out and gets shut out. Hey, yeah, some jobs are on the line. And they started with Ike Hilliard, who had nothing to do with nothing.
D, that is a real winner. And we've seen, maybe the quarterback coach get fired or the coordinator, but man, the receivers coach, that's a real stretch with that. The kicking game has been a real adventure for the Falcons. Youngway Koo had long been a really good kicker in this league. And then, D, we saw it last year. I remember you and I talking about it, that you could see he wasn't the same guy. He had lost some confidence between the ears, and he's like a golfer. I can't sink that putt that it was used to be an easy putt for me. And so they go to another kick, and he had issues last week. So, man, the kicking game ain't a real quick fix.
No doubt about it. Parker Romo missed a 49 and a 55. So those are long, but nowadays they expect you to make those. So, now he's competing for his job, a guy named Ben Sauls from University of Pittsburgh, who, was invited to the combine, and he was in that group when they had six people in here for the trial. If you can't keep juggling that, you got to get it right. So I figure they'll stick with Parker one more week, and Parker Romo from, Virginia Tech, Central Arkansas, and Tulsa. He played at three schools. So they'll stick with him. Koo is up in New Jersey now with the Giants. He's on their practice squad, so he's going to get a chance to work out his problems. He's from New Jersey, so maybe being home will help him settle down. We've seen that a lot with kickers. I remember Matt Prater was here. He was kicking things in the ocean down in Jacksonville, but then he straightened it out and went on to have a long career, and I think he's still kicking right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Pitts, when you look at, early round selections and where he was selected in round one, and he was such a dominant player, D, at Florida, and he was the one guy that scared the bejesus out of you when you had to play Florida because it was to match up against him. I know he's had injuries, but he's been a disappointment You know, I think his rookie year he hit pretty well. But then after that, he's had a lot of injuries. And the Kyle Pitts I think all of us thought we would see has really not emerged in Atlanta.
Yeah, he has not. And, you know, part of it is I think, you know, switching coaches. You know, Arthur Smith features his tight ends and knows how to use them. He got him 1,000 yards that rookie year, and I think, you know, he was on his way to developing him. But, you know, they bought in this new offense that, you know, and the Rams don't use their tight end as much either. You know, Higbee doesn't really do much for them, so there's not a lot drawn up for Kyle here. And, you know, yeah, granted, he got overdrafted. You know, maybe he's not a 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown guy. Maybe he's a 600-yard, 4-touchdown guy. You know, pretty clear they could have had Michael Parsons or Penny Sewell at that spot, or even Jamar Chase. So he's overdrafted, but now just, you know, make him a functional player if you can, and they're trying to do that.
When you look at running backs in the NFL, okay, Saquon Barkley is who he is. You could make a really strong argument. The two guy, Bijan Robinson. Man, he's been everything as advertised since he came out of Texas.
Yeah, no doubt. He makes a miss. He runs hard. He's got the power to him. You don't have to, everything doesn't have to be outside. You could, he can do the, he can catch it out of the backfield. He's definitely, you know, when people started comparing him to LaDainian Tomlinson and Marshall Faulk and, Barry Sanders, I was like, just stop it, okay? You know, let's just, if he can get to half of that, you'll be okay. But he's definitely off to a great start in a young career.
D, always appreciate your time, man. What too is like the fan base like right now with their attitude with the quarterback situation? I know Coach has, you know, the confidence still in Penix, but what are the fans wanting to see Cousins take over at the helm?
He's starting, everything's in play. They want to fire the coach. They want the coordinator gone, and they want Cousins at quarterback. So you got to remember, these are the same people who wanted Matt Schaub in for Michael Vick. So. you know, all that's in play right now.
Yeah, we hear it too. Just like Mr. Blank got to sell the team. And come on, these guys ain't selling, you know, or ladies. They're not selling no team. Look the money they making in that. Why would you sell an NFL team if you were the majority owner, D? It's not like you making nickels on a dollar. Look the kind of cash that's coming in. D, that has changed so much since you started covering the NFL. I started covering the NFL. Man, the money here is just unbelievable.
Yeah, no doubt. The TV money, and they're getting people, streaming people to pay them money, and they're playing around the world now. Yeah, there's no reason to sell the team. You just want to have a good transition in place for your family to keep it and, you know, be a wealth-creating machine, because no matter what happens, the NFL seems to be growing and growing financially and exponentially.
D, always appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much. It'll be a while since we're talking about Saints-Falcons, though. It's a strange season how the schedule laid out.
Yeah, no doubt, but thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, D.
Always great stuff. D. Orlando Ledbetter. You can find that all about the Dirty Birds, Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
So you see, Steve,
yeah.
When you think you got problems, do you talk to somebody else in
from
life?
Another team, right?
In there, no, it's like if you talk to somebody else in life and you got problems, then they start talking to you. You say, man, you ain't got as many problems as I thought I had. Okay, it's the same thing when you talk, you know, Falcons, Saints, Panthers. No, the only people that they riding high now is the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, and they the only team since 1970, that's when they started doing this, when the leagues merged, that they have won the first three games in the last possession.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean,
you figured by now somebody would have won three straight like that to start the season.
Definition of finding that way to get the W.
Two words. Baker Mayfield.
Stud right now, yeah, for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.